This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Houston police say they stopped a shooting near a homeless encampment early this morning. HPD Lieutenant R. Wilkins says officers were on a traffic stop on Harwin Drive in Sharpstown when they saw a man opening fire at other people in a nearby alleyway. He says one officer opened fire at the suspect.
Again, traffic stop. Officers on viewed the shooting and down the alley. Our officer discharged firearm five times towards the suspect who was doing the shooting. We have one male in custody we believe to be the shooter, the suspect, and we got three victims from the shooting that are at local hospitals.
One of the three people injured is in critical condition. The other two are expected to survive. Police are not sure what led up to the shooting. The executive director of immigrant rights organization FIEL Houston was removed from Houston City Council chambers Wednesday after saying the police chief lied about the detention of a 15-year-old boy diagnosed with autism. Cesar Espinoza was escorted out of City Council after making an outburst during a discussion about the teen.
This child is autistic and he's failed at education and he hasn't got the proper care that he deserves because of failing administrations at the federal, county, and different levels. Don't lie to Woodbine. Don't lie to you.
It happened a week after 15-year-old Emmanuel Gonzalez Garcia went missing, eventually being found by HPD officers and placed with the Office of Refugee Resettlement. A major school bus crash this morning in Montgomery County that shut down all traffic lanes has now been cleared. That's according to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. The crash happened before 8 a.m. at the intersection of FM 2854 and Mail Route Road, about an hour from downtown Houston. Multiple outlets reporting 8 students were taken to the hospital for evaluation. It's unclear what led to the crash. It's 81 degrees right now on the University of Houston campus. Today's high is near 88, and we'll have a slight chance of some much-needed showers this afternoon after 5 p.m. A better chance of rain in tomorrow's forecast, around 40%. Tomorrow's high, around 86. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.